Welcome to And With Your Spirit, a homily podcast that takes preaching out of the sanctuary and moves it into your daily life. Let us make ourselves open to the voice of Christ and the movement of the Holy Spirit, that we might be transformed.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. As we begin the celebration, let's take a moment to call to mind our sins and prepare ourselves to celebrate this sacred mystery. This story is one of my favorites in the gospel as a story. It's fascinating and terrifying and funny. Let's just recount the story, right? So in Mark 4, before this passage starts in Mark chapter 5, in Mark 4, Jesus gets in a boat and goes across the Sea of Galilee, and it's evening time. And then a storm blows in, starts shaking the boat. They all get scared except Jesus, who says, "Quiet, be still." The storm stops. Then they arrive on shore. So if you've been to the Sea of Galilee, you know the Sea of Galilee is small. It's not wide. And so either they were out to sea the whole night and then finally arrive the next day, or this happened in the middle of the night, which makes it even more scary if it did. So they arrive on shore, and when they get to this place, it's like a limestone quarry where bodies were laid. Also where this crazy man who was possessed was chained up because maybe the rocks and the dead people would be able to hold him in. That doesn't work. He's been there his whole life, and he keeps breaking the bondage that's holding him because he's that possessed. He's that mad, insane. So he runs up to Jesus, and he lays down prostrate. Like, he doesn't run away from the Lord, from goodness, from healing. He runs to it and falls on his face. And he doesn't speak, but the demons inside of him say, "What do you have to do with us? Don't torment us. In fact, if you're going to drive us away, don't make us leave this area." Location, 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 right? This is home. We like this place. So Jesus agrees to just send all of the legion, which is a legion is like 6,000 Roman soldiers, so 6,000 demons into 2,000 swine, and then those swine get possessed by these demons because they each have like three in them, and they run into the lake and drown themselves. And then what's funny to me is that the next line is, the swine herders ran away and reported this to the countryside. Of course they did. Their entire livelihood just ran into the sea and drowned itself. What else are you going to do, right? It's the best story you can tell on the farm for years, you know? So they all run away to tell people, and then as they come out to see what happens, they approach Jesus, and they see the man who was possessed and is not anymore, and they are seized with fear. What are they afraid of? Those who witnessed the incident explain what happened, yada, yada, yada. And then they began to beg him, Jesus, to leave their region. Why? Why are they afraid? And why do they beg him to go away? If you've ever in your own life been on a Curcio weekend or a Tech or a Welcome weekend or a Chirp, if you've ever gone to the seminary or to the House of Discernment or to the monastery or going on a pilgrimage or a retreat at the White House in St. Louis, and if you've gone to those places and you've encountered the Lord and you've changed, when you come back, it's a threat. It's a threat to everyone else in your life. Because here you are now free, and they aren't. And even if they are, they have to get to know or get used to operating with a new you. And that's terrifying, especially if they're not ready. And so as these people come to this man and see him, they're seized with fear. Oh no, like, he was the crazy one, and so my life is pretty good. Now he's sitting there in his right mind. He's encountered the Lord. He's been freed of everything that held him captive before. What about me? Lord, please leave this area. I'm good, right? Or if it's not that, what if it's they say leave because we don't want our swine or our cattle or our cars or whatever it is that we sell to also drown itself in the sea? We want to change, God. We do want to change. But we don't want our whole life to change. I like what I get to do, and I don't want to let that part of me go. Yes, my phone causes me to sin because I gossip or waste time or look at things I shouldn't look at or check my finances too often and I become greedy. But it also helps me do good things, so I'm just going to keep it, right? Or this friend often causes me to be angry or to say a bad word or something. But they also help me grow, so it's fine, right? Let the Lord drown the pigs. If you want to change, change. When you come back, be ready to let everyone else around you also be aware of where they are. And for God's sake and for theirs, if someone else comes back to you in your life and they've changed, welcome them. Find your own conversion and let the Lord heal everyone.